pretty good. In the fourth grade, I got double grades, but my mother wouldn't let me take them. Because she said, you know, it wouldn't be fair to my other brother. I would have caught up with him. But in order to do that, like, you know, you get in spare time. You'd be so glad to read. You know, all other kids, mothers that had good jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it makes you feel bad if you made flunk or something.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, have to study extra hard. When you get in picking cotton, some of the kids would come by, you know, and tell us what they had in class that day. And I did my homework and sent it in. And that way, teacher was real cooperative, you know, with us, because she realized that we had to work to help out. And my aunt, they was living in Wigan, Mississippi then, you know, during Christmas time, they would come up. And if we didn't work during that time, you know, we would feel bad. During Christmas, we didn't have anything to give our mother and stuff like that. So we worked most of about December. And after that, we hope about school closed, and we shared half the money with our mother. And we studied hard to keep our grades going.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only way we could pass.
Yeah. Did your mother and dad, could they get in school? Did they know how to read and write?
My mother got a fourth grade education, and my daddy got a second grade education.
Yeah.
But she can read, and she can write.
Uh-huh.
She can read pretty good, you know, I said to be, you know, but no more schooling that she got. And later on, with the help of all of us, you know, we hope out. And
yeah.
She learned to write pretty good.
Yeah.
But my grandmother, she can read a little now, but not very much.
Yeah.
But she can't really write her name.
Yeah. Your grandmother's still alive?
Right. She's 79 years old.
Now, do you remember any other sort of things about the farm? Like, where would they keep the animals on the farm, you know?
Yeah.
Did y'all have animals?
No. Yeah, but we sold them later on to the man, you know, Duncan man.
Uh-huh.
And, like, later on in the evening, you know, you have to round up all the cows and stuff. My mother and daddy did the milk and stuff. I have to get up early in the morning. They went and milk.
Yeah, tell me about that.
And then a milk truck would come through every morning. You know, they had those old cans. Then they put the milk in.
Yeah.
And they round them up all early in the morning. They go milk them. And then by the time you go, get ready to go to feed, you have to go milk the cows and stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to go every day. Rain, shine, sleet. You have to get out and go. And I remember that once my father got kicked by a cow, while he was milking, but he still, you know, it was just a responsibility that they had to do with milk. And you have to see all animals, and late in the evening you have to go put them up, put them back in, you know, around in the corral and stuff like that. They had them fenced in late during the day. You have to go let them out, let them go graze in a pasture, something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what kind of fence would they have around those?
Wooden.
Really? Those little
lodges? Yeah, you put together and you take a long plank and slide between, you know, the fence and the gate.
Yeah.
And some of the gates had something like a clothes hanger was round, you know, just kind of lean the post to it, you know, hook it on there. I had one of those on one of the gates, because you have to go through one of them. And some of them had something like a seesaw, you know, when you walk in, you know, kind of like a little zigzag. You can walk through and you wouldn't have to open the gate. And let the cows and stuff out.
A zigzag, what do you mean it was like?
Kind of like a little gate.
Yeah.
You know, you can just step in and come back out this way. And then that way you wouldn't have to, you know, open the gate to get through. Then again, most of the way, the quickest way would just go through the, crawl up under the bottom of it.
Yeah.
That was one way.
Okay, now when you were,